Hey, what's going on, folks? Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here with another Millionaire Midnight Rant here. Listen, I want to give you one secret of the rich, okay, that doesn't cost a thing. One secret of the rich that doesn't cost a dime, okay? And, hey guys, how are you? You know, this thing here has been a game changer for me. You know, it's simple and difficult at the same time, but it doesn't cost any money at all. It doesn't take sacrifice. You don't need a mentor to do this. But what I've noticed over the decades since becoming a millionaire, I've realized that this is an indicator or something that all rich people have the ability to do. And if you do it, I can't promise you that you're going to be a millionaire, but you will be different from the masses, okay? Because 99% of people, and this is just based off my experience, I don't know everybody on the planet here, but typically when I meet people, if they're not able to do this thing, it's going to be very difficult for them to make money or to do anything very well. Okay, you may make some money, but you won't be independently wealthy, right? And I want to give it to you for free. Is that cool? I want you to utilize it. It's something that I still teach my team, and I'm going to tell you a story about my team here. Because, you know, even though people work for me and people partnering with me, they're still a part of the mentorship, right? Don't think that because you partner with me or you decide to work for me that, you know, your life changes overnight. It is a process, right? It is a process. Because everybody doesn't just change like that quickly. Some people do. Like, some people really become very teachable folks, and they're just so coachable that every word that you say, they listen. And not only do they listen to you, they apply it immediately to their lives here. So I'm going to share it with you, folks. Is that cool? But before I do that, let me give you guys a shout out here. If you don't know who I am, I'm Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. I'm a young black millionaire from Houston, Texas. As a matter of fact, that's my view from my bedroom. If you're on my Instagram account here, but maybe you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can't see anything. You just can hear my voice. And you can come here every night at midnight to have a conversation with a man that's worth about $40 million. This year, my net worth should exceed $100 million because of different projects that I'm working with around the world, app development. I've got some cool stuff that's going to take place this year. And I've been able to do this without mentorship. My parents, they were broke. No one in my family, no one made six figures. And I grew up in the hood, like on the south side of Houston, Texas. My parents are pastors of a church, small little church. Good parents, but just never made money. And I still was able to break that poverty curse, that generational curse of poverty. How many of you guys know what I'm talking about here? So I broke that curse. I broke it in a way that now my brother's a millionaire, right? Because of his bigger brother. So life is good. You know, life is really good. But I go live and I do this pro bono. I do it free for any man or woman, teenager. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're willing to have an open mind and have just a direct down-to-earth conversation with a strange multimillionaire that talks from his bed every night to people around the world, well, you're in the right place at the right time here, okay? Because I drop the gems, the facts, and I keep it real and transparent because I'm not selling you nothing, okay? I'm not selling you a thing here, so I don't need to sugarcoat anything. I'm just going to keep it real, okay? So go ahead and comment your names here below. Let me give you guys a shout out here. Houston, Texas, okay, what's up? Hey, Jefferson, how are you? Clarence, how are you, my guy? We have John, and feel free to share this, and you can also like the video as well. I do appreciate that. I don't ask for any money at all. All I ask is that you like the video. Can you like it? can you just take your finger and just hit the like button and share this and maybe tag your friends, your broke friends, your mama, your cousin, your boyfriend, I don't know. Tag a few people here. I'm making a contribution to you, so all I ask for you is to reciprocate that to me. Why not? You know, I do it for free, so it's cool. So that's all I ask from you guys. But you don't have to do it, but if you choose to do it, I do appreciate if you do decide to do it now, okay? So go ahead and comment your name below. Let me give you guys a shout-out before I give you the one secret of the rich that doesn't cost a dime at all. Miss Sarah Reynolds, how are you? Sweetheart, how are you? Hey, Robert, Jordy, how are you? David, Sarita, Loretta, Evelyn, Jennifer, Sandy. Man, shout-out to my queens tonight. We got so many beautiful women on here tonight. Shout-out to you. Man, let's give a shout-out to all the queens and all the beautiful women on here tonight. Come on. Show them some love. Queens, let's show the kings some love as well. Future kings, I know we have some boys on here tonight, but boys that will eventually become men. So let's give a shout-out to them as well. All right. Hey, Jonathan Chapman, Angie, Azeeb, Laura, LaTanya, tuning in. How are you? We got Robert as well. Sarah, hey, how are you? David, all right. So, hey, Carissa, how are you? So let's get started here. So listen, you know, I'm going to talk about my team a little bit here. So I've been monitoring the calls because obviously I want to help my team make more money, right? And we have a very tremendous, very intellectual sales team that do very well. And, you know, of course, as the boss, CEO, or whatever, you know, I try to add my value to them to help them learn how to persuade and communicate and how to articulate themselves in front of prospects to get them to understand the value that we provide people, okay, around the world here. And it was this young lady, okay, I'm not going to say her name, but she's going to know who she is if she's listening. But she was on a call today, and I love her. She's amazing. I'm not going to lie. She's always on the phones. I mean, day and night when I'm on, we have what is called the Boiler Room. If you ever watched that movie, go watch that movie, folks. If you're in sales, go watch the Boiler Room. Powerful movie. And we go live, you know, about 15, 20, 30 of us. And because what we want to do is, you know, we want to have the energy, high income. So we want to have that camaraderie, want people online, want people to listen so we can critique each other. So that's what I do. I've been critiquing people lately. And this young lady, she's been making calls and she's, you know, one of my best salespeople and setters on the team here. But I noticed something about her. And I'm going to do it live here because I need to correct her. When she would get on the call, when she makes a sale, or when she transfers the call to another person to make a sale, she's excited. She's happy. Everybody in the group excited. Oh, my God. Yes, we did it. We closed another one. We helped another person around the world to make some money. Awesome. But what I noticed with her, whenever she calls someone and they don't have the money or she can't get them to share the finances or it just doesn't go anywhere, she gets discouraged. She's like, oh, man, I thought this was going to be it. Oh, my God. My God. And then you can always tell if you ever have been on a sales team, I heard people try to sell people. You know, whenever the call is not going in your direction, you can always tell by the person that's the salesperson, their energy starts to fall or they start to hurry. You know, they have a sense of urgency to get off the phone because if a person said they don't have any money, I'll say, oh, okay, I'm not going to waste my time with this person. And you can always see it in their voices. And let me tell you something here. The secret of the rich, you might say, well, why did that make sense? For the secret of the rich, and how does that even coincide with each other? Listen, the greatest salespeople, the greatest CEOs, the greatest, richest, wealthiest people on the planet, in any field, you don't even have to be money. It can be athletes or it can be in sports, whatever. They do not lose enthusiasm when things don't go their way. Like the young lady I was on the phone with all these people, the trick is to be able to keep the enthusiasm. I'll give you an example. See, if you're on the phone with a prospect, whatever, you talk to them, they don't have money, you know, whatever, you got the phone. What you do is say, man, yes, that was a great call. I can't wait to my next one. Like whenever you invest in a company, in a business, in an opportunity, and say if you lose money or say if you try to talk to people to get people in your company, in your business, especially for network marketers, you know, instead of saying, damn, I thought this person's going to sign up. Man, the next person's going to sign up. I just had the greatest meeting of my life. Like if you're trying to run a Facebook ad or start a YouTube channel, TikTok, become an influencer. You post a video. No one likes your stuff. No one engages on your post. You say, man, that was a great post. I can't wait to the next one. Well, that's what people that are rich do, you know, that finally became rich. See, I want you to write this down, everyone. The secret that no one knows and most people can't comprehend is learning how not to lose enthusiasm when things don't go your way in life, in business, and in your relationships. Okay? Learn how to be enthusiastic, actually, and learn how to be more enthusiastic. See, let me tell you why it's important. Because people that are able to be enthusiastic, even though they're in debt, they have bad credit, they can't pay the bills on time, they're struggling financially, right? But people that can get even more enthusiastic are very unique individuals. Like how many people you know that's on welfare, people that you know that are broke, that have a 9-to-5 job, they can't stand their job, people that can't travel the world, they work pretty much every single day, 10, 12 hours a day. That's probably somebody on here. But they're super enthusiastic. They're super happy, excited, telling me this is going to be the greatest day ever. I'm going to make a ton of money. I'm going to attract the right people today. Yeah, you probably don't know any. But say if you met a person and you know they have issues, you know they have problems financially. But every time you see them, they're enthusiastic, they're excited. Like, man, this is going to be the day. You ever met a person that does door-to-door? I used to do door-to-door sales. That's the worst, right? You know, door-to-door sales. And there were so many people that was knocking on people's doors, and they were getting no's. You know, that's just, to me, if you want to break into sales, do door-to-door, right? That's just the best. You know, you hear me? It's the best. But most people say it's the worst. And they only say it's the worst because they just don't like rejection. But I learned something when I was doing the door-to-door sales. I started to enjoy the rejection. I was getting enthusiastic when people would tell me no. Because how I thought about it, I say, well, this person told me no, that means the next one's going to be a yes. Then when that person told me no, I said, the next person's going to be a yes. They told me no, okay, great, that's the next one's going to tell me yes. Like, I thought like that. I was like 22 years old. I hear trying to sell vacuum cleaners and shit. I've had all types of weird jobs. Knocking on people's doors. Hey, my name is Wesley Virgin. Get out of here. I would laugh. And everybody I was with, he was being his little van. You drive around the neighborhood or whatever. And everybody in the van, they would come back and they just sad, man. Nobody want to buy my stuff. Everybody tells me no. Man, I got bit by a dog. Someone chased me. They told me to go call the police on me. Man, I ain't doing this. This ain't for me, man. I can't do this stuff. I just saw these people just so discouraged. And I realized something, you know, because me, I'm a type of man, I use what is called first principle thinking. Like, I don't necessarily have to read a ton of books or had to get any mentorship to really understand human behavior that all these people, like, it was like 20 of us, and like 19 of them, when they were walked back to the van, they had their heads down, they were complaining, bitching. And I'm the only one, I was quiet, I was just looking and paying attention to all these people. And that was my first time doing it. I'm just paying attention to everybody. It was identical. Everybody was bitching and complaining about something. Well, no one wants to buy this stuff. These are bad leads, bad neighborhood. Like, they were all together complaining about everything that was going wrong. And it was nobody was saying, no, what are we talking about, guys? Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Let's go in the evening time. More people at home, they're going to be willing to open the door. They're going to be willing to listen. Well, let's try this technique to get people to open the door. Let's give them a glass of water or something. You know what I mean? No one was even thinking that way. But I was thinking that way in my brain. So, you know, I thought about that and I thought about you. And the great thing about it, it doesn't cost any money to even be this way. People ask me all the time, where do you get the energy from? I'm like, what? Where do you get the enthusiasm from? I mean, I don't know. I mean, when people ask me that, I am a bit befuddled. I don't know how to reply to that. How do I get the energy to be enthusiastic? People almost think that you have to, when you have tribulations or trials or challenges in your life, like you have to be upset. Like you got to be sad. Like I got to be annoyed. I got to be irritated. I got to be discouraged. Like, you know, I hear this from sometimes. Some people say, well, you know, sometimes you're going to get annoyed. Sometimes, I mean, but do you have to? See, what I've noticed about people, it's like they give themselves permission to be that way. Annoyed, disappointed, depressed, discouraged, upset, angry, sad, defeated. I'm thinking to myself, like, do you have to feel those emotions? Like, do you have to continue to do that? Like, why can't you be enthusiastic when they fire you from your job? Why can't you be enthusiastic if they repoed your car? Why can't you be enthusiastic if you get evicted? Why can't you be enthusiastic if you thought a deal was going to go well and you don't get the deal? You don't get the house. You don't get the car. You don't get the loan. Like, why can't you be enthusiastic about that? See, to most people, that sounds crazy. Say, well, why would I be enthusiastic if I got terminated, man? I got family. I got to feed my family. And let me tell you why you have that type of thinking, because you're so stuck, and this is for all of you. Most of you are so stuck inside the box that you can't see your way out of it. You're like, you're in that box. The in the box thinking is, like, I can't lose my job. Why would I be excited? I have to feed my family. As if you can't do something else to feed your family. See, that's in the box thinking. When you get an opportunity, you invest money, it didn't work out for you, you're like, man, I'm never doing that again, man. And they took my money. Instead of thinking that, well, you know what? This was just a stepping stone. The next investment I make is going to be a better investment. See, that's out the box thinking. Most of you are in the box. Like, you're trapped in the box. All of you. And you don't even realize it. Like, all of you, seriously. Are you guys listening to me? Like, you, women, ladies, men, all of you, 40-year-old, 30, 20, you're in the box. That's why you're not making progress, because you allow circumstances to dictate your mood. I don't. You know, listen, this is going to sound crazy, but when my parents pass away, I'll be the only one with a smile on my face. I don't plan to be crying. I'm not going to be crying. I know somebody on here is, oh, you going to cry. Well, maybe not. I don't think so. Let me tell you why. My parents have lived a great life. I'm going to be happy for them because they have moved on to the next place, which is heaven for them. So I'm happy that they get the opportunity to meet their maker. So why am I crying for? Why would I cry at my parents' funeral when they lived a beautiful life? They did exactly what they wanted to do. See, a lot of you may say, what? You ain't going to cry? But why? Why do I have to? See, a lot of you don't realize you're so robotic. You're so conditioned. You don't even realize how conditioned you are. And many of you have been conditioned to fail. You've been conditioned to be depressed. You've been conditioned to have addictions. You've been conditioned just to live a miserable life. You don't even realize it. You think it's normal. I hear people say, well, no one's life is perfect. Well, you always got to have good and bad. You know, life is not always going to be great. I'm like, why not? Why can't life be perfect? No one's perfect, Wes, but why? Like, who said that? Who created that? Well, life is not always perfect, Wes. Shit is always going to happen. Always? I'm only repeating the words that you say. See, sometimes it almost like you live in a different world. People ask me, say, Wes, you live in a different world. You don't live in this world. Of course I don't. I do live in the same world that you live in, but I perceive it differently. Why? Because I can. And guess what? You can too. Every woman, every man on here can decide to be enthusiastic when they lose money. They can be enthusiastic when they lose their job. They can be enthusiastic when they lose their deal. They can be enthusiastic. If they don't get a sale today, they get a sale in the next hour. They get more excited. When you get rejected, get more excited. Man, when a girl tell you, no, I don't want your number, great. You're lost. I'm excited for the next one. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, just why? We've never been taught this, but Daddy Wes going to teach it tonight here. Listen, we have the ability to decide how we react and how we perceive things in our lives. That the whole point of us working our asses off is to be abnormal. Like, we don't want to be normal because people say, well, that's not normal. That's not reality. Well, I'm not trying to be normal. I'm rich. Do you think it's normal to be rich? Like today, I give an example. Today, I had to go see my baby girl run. She killed it today. She won first place in the regionals, going to Austin now in a couple of weeks. But I got my sprinter out. I didn't want to drive. I don't want to drive. If I have to drive more than an hour, I'm not going to drive myself. So I got my sprinter. I have a sprinter. It's $200,000. It just sits there and waits for me. And I grabbed it. And I had my driver drove me 3.5 hours to the place. 3.5 hours back. You may say, well, that was silly. That's not normal. You know, maybe that's $500,000 for that. You may say, why would you spend all that money? That don't make any sense. That's a waste of money. Yeah, I know. That's not normal. Of course it's not. Flying first class, that's not normal. Right? The people in first class and the people in economy, we're all going to the same direction. That's what a poor average person would say. Oh, we all going to the same place, so what's the big deal? It's not normal to fly first class, right? Of course not. But what you folks don't realize, you're not, like, whatever you're doing to make money, you're not doing it to be normal, obviously. Is it normal to have a mansion? No. Like, who needs a mansion? No one needs one. Who needs a Lamborghini? Who needs 8 cars? I have 8 cars. There's only one of me. Why do I need so many vehicles? Because I'm just not normal. I'm abnormal. Does that make sense? So many of you compete to be normal. You know, you compete and say, well, that's not normal. That's not reality. But don't you want to be abnormal? Aren't you trying to get to the point that you can create your reality? So why are you competing in a crowd of people who are just like you? Right? Listen, when people lose a game or they make a mistake, but don't you think most people beat themselves up? Man, I can't believe I did that. Oh my God, I made this mistake. Why did I do that? Like, it's so many, almost everybody does that. When people go to work and the boss say you're fired, everybody's going to bitch and complain, right? It's not that many people are going to be happy and excited about losing a job. It's not that many people are going to be happy and excited if they fail the tests at school. Oh my God, I made an F. My God, why did I? I don't know what I'm not going to be able to do. I'm like, what? You get it? But rich and wealthy people, the people that become successful and extremely happy, they realize that they can be enthusiastic in disappointment. I want everybody to write this down below here. I choose to be enthusiastic during my disappointing, during times of disappointment. My arm. Write that down. All of you, big head. I'm here trying to teach you something here. I choose to be enthusiastic during times of disappointment. Just write it. Type it below, big head. Just do it. Some of you are so stubborn, you're not even going to do that. You got to learn how to do that. You have to learn how to be enthusiastic during the times of disappointment. Okay? As a matter of fact, you got to be even you got to get even more excited, right? When you find out you have a bill, you haven't paid the bill in a long time, and they're getting ready to take your car. You got to be excited when a repo man take your car. Yes, they took my car. It's all good. It's all good. I got a plan. Like, honestly, when I was younger, I remember losing my vehicle maybe 3-4 times to being a repo. I used to just laugh. Honestly. I was like, oh, okay, they got me. Cool, what I'm going to do next? Okay, I'm ride the bus. And what other option did I have at the current time? Ride the bus. That was it. I didn't complain. I didn't bitch. I didn't cry. I got excited. I said, oh, it's all good. Or when they took my vehicle the first time, I said, you know what? I'm going to get my vehicle back. I got a lawyer and I filed bankruptcy and I got it back. It was stupid, but I got it back. I said, I'm going to get my truck back. And I got it back through filing bankruptcy. Crazy, right? But I never cared about it. Like, I wasn't thinking like, oh my God, I just filed for bankruptcy. My credit, my life is fucked. Nah. All I wanted was my car back and I got it back. And I lost it again the next couple of months because the bankruptcy got dismissed because obviously I wasn't paying the bankruptcy. You know what I've learned about just people that just seem to have their shit together? They don't take life too seriously. Let me explain that. Like how they feel and their emotions about something, they don't take it so seriously. Because they know in the next moment they can be happy about a moment they was pissed off about. Women do this very well. Women can be very pissed out. They can be very upset at you, angry at you. And the next hour you could be making love to her. True story. Happened to me. My boo, she was a little mad at me. She was hot. She was hot because I missed my doctor's appointment, right? So she was pissed. Because she cared about me. Yeah, she don't want Wesley Virgin to be in pain. She hates to see me in pain. And, you know, she kind of gave it to me. She was like, you were supposed to be there. Why wasn't you there? And I took it. And 2 hours later, I'm making love to her. Throwing her little body all over this bed, all over this couch, all on the windows. Yeah. Well, you have to learn how to be like that as well, people. Right? You have to realize that any emotion that you feel, any feeling that you feel that doesn't serve you, you have to be intelligent enough to realize that you don't have to continue to feel that emotion because you are feeling that emotion because of what it means to you. Like, if losing your job means that you're going to fail, obviously, if you give it that meaning, that's how you're going to think about it. If you invest money in anything, and if it doesn't work out, and if you feel that you got scammed or they took your money, that's the meaning that you put on that thing. If you feel that, like if you're a black person, you feel like white people are out to get you, right? All the white people, they're trying to get us. Now, if that's what you believe, then that's going to be the feeling or the emotion that's going to permeate your entire mind and your life. If you think life is unfair, if you think that, you know, no one cares about you and, you know, whatever, the victim mentality, then that's how you're going to see the world. You get it? Okay, it's not about the lack of mentorship, the lack of this. And, you know, you guys, you know, I love all of you, but you complain so much. Oh, God. Well, this, I was trying to do this and I was trying, like I was talking to one of my employees earlier as well. And I'm trying to share with her, trying to teach her. And, you know, me, like if you want to be mentored by me, you better put your goddamn pants on because I'm a badass. I don't fucking play. And I would bring tears to your eyes. It just is what it is. That's just how I coach people because I used to be a great bullshitter back in the day. So I can recognize bullshit. I'm really good at it because I used to do it, right? And bullshitter is someone that's trying to use their mouthpiece to get themselves out of a situation that they need to take ownership of. And, you know, trying to help this young lady. Then she's going back at me, talking to me. I'm telling her what to do. And then she got some back talk or you know, you don't understand. This is what I mean. This is what I'm trying to do. And she don't get it. Like, she doesn't get it. Because she always have a response for everything. And I'm trying to teach and coach her. But she feels so compelled that she has to share what's on her mind. And she don't realize that sharing what's on her mind or even her beliefs and how she interacts with business, with her leads, with what she does for me, you know, in a job capacity, is the reason why her life is what it is. And I asked her a question, you know, this is what I did because I'm savvy. I'm very... Oh, man, what the hell? Siri, shut up. Sorry about that, folks. That was Siri. So I said, let me ask you a question, young lady. How much money in your bank account? What kind of car do you drive? Where do you live right now? Like, honestly, this is how you shut people up, by the way. If you're a mentor, you're trying to coach somebody, have a lot of bad talk. You know, people just got a lot of mouth on them. I say, where are you? Because you know what happens with people that they want to live the life that you're living? Like, a lot of people want to live the life that I'm living. But when I try, like, say if I'm coaching you or mentoring you, you have the tendency to want to share your own beliefs or how you think it should go and what you're trying to do, or Wesley, you don't understand. You think you're always right. You don't. But see, what they forget, and this is what they forget. Anybody that gets coached or mentored by someone that's richer than them, they forget their current situation. And I say, well, how much money in your bank account? You know, what kind of car did you drive? And what type of house did you live in? Let me tell you something, young lady. If you continue to think that you currently think and you continue to act the way that you're acting, your situation will remain the same. You'll see it. Okay? If you continue to behave the way that you're behaving, what you need, what I would like you to do, and they don't like this, she don't like this, I told her, you need to shut your mouth. Ooh, like telling the woman to shut her mouth? Oh, they get pissed. Even a man, you need to shut your mouth. But it's the truth. And that's the most difficult thing for a human being to do, is to shut their mouth. Because, see, if you're always talking, this is what people don't realize. When you're trying to learn something, especially from someone that's rich and wealthier than you, or they're living the life that you want to live, when you're talking, you're not listening. Like if someone else, like myself, I'm talking to you, and if you're trying to formulate a response, then you're not listening. You didn't hear anything. You heard something that offended you. You heard something that triggered you. But maybe what you think offended or triggered you, it's the thing that you need to hear to help you. But see, poor and average people, they don't have the ability to think that way because they think that how they think is right. But they'll tell you, say, well, I know you're trying to help me. I know, you know, I don't know everything or whatever, but. And but negates everything you just said. And, you know, I told the young lad, so you just need to shut your mouth and listen. I said, the day that you allow your leadership to teach and mentor you is the day that you're going to make the most money you've ever made in your life. Can I get an amen to that? And that's the truth about you, too. I'm talking to you, listener. Like, you got to learn how to shut your mouth. Okay? Learn how to be quiet. I know it's hard. And as you get older, it gets more difficult. You know, when you're in your 40s and 50s, oh, you really don't want to. You really don't want nobody to tell you what to do. Right? If you want someone to tell you what to do, you want someone, well, yeah, tell me what I should do, but tell me how I want you should. I expect you to tell me in a certain way. You ever met a person like that? You know, you're trying to help them, trying to mentor them, but they want you to help them and mentor them the way that makes them feel comfortable. I told my employees, now family, and I'm going to tell you too, like, I'm not here to make you fucking comfortable. I'm not. Like, if you're looking for me talking to you here right now to make you comfortable, to tell you everything that's good about you, oh, yeah, you're amazing, you're the best, you're stupid. Because that's not going to help you. I mean, it won't. Like, if you're going the wrong direction, I'm saying, oh, don't worry, eventually you'll turn around. No, I got to say, you're a dumbass. Turn your ass around. You're going the wrong way. And you might get pissed off a little bit. Like, I might piss you guys off when I talk here. If I call all of you guys losers. You say, why are you calling me a loser, Wes? Well, you're losing because you're not winning. You're losing because you're a complainer. You're a loser because you have victim mentality. You're a loser because you haven't decided you can be enthusiastic and happy about everything in your life, even the things that you think are negative. That's what makes you a loser. Then you'll say, everybody feels that. First of all, you don't even fucking know everybody. You know the person that always say, well, everybody's like that. Well, everybody experiences. Well, everybody gets down sometimes. Everybody gets depressed. Everybody, I'm like, everybody? How many people do you know, actually? Most of you don't even know 1,000 people. Not even 500 people. Not even 100 people. Personally. And you're talking about everybody. Where everybody loses their job. Everybody. What? You're comparing yourself to a community that don't give a damn about their life. They don't care. It's many people on this planet. They don't care about making progress, man. They don't care. They do it. Work their job 9 to 5, 3 to 11. Go home. Drink something. Fuck something. Do some drugs. Go to the club on the weekends. Spend money. Max out their credit cards and do that for the rest of their life. That's, you have a ton of people. Millions, hundreds of millions of people are like this, okay? And they don't care. They're not trying to be wealthy. They don't want to be rich. They just want to have fun. YOLO. You live only once. They live their life day by day. It's a many people. And you're comparing yourself to those degenerates? You're comparing yourself to those losers? Why? Okay? You got to wake up, folks. Why compare yourself to losers? Where everybody gets down. Well, you know, everybody. Well, you know, I mean, yeah, I missed today. I didn't go to the gym. But, you know, everybody missed some days sometime. Everybody. So you're comparing yourself to losers. So just because the losers are fat as fuck, you're like, well, you can miss a couple of days at the gym because you're comparing yourself to someone who is lazy and lethargic and don't give a damn? What are you talking about? You see why you're not winning? See, a lot of you on here, you're like, well, at least I work out 2 days a week. That's something. Well, at least I read some books. That's something. Well, at least I try the business. That's something. And I'm like, what? That's something. Again, you're comparing yourself to losers that you don't want to be. Comparing your life to losers and thinking that you're good and great because you're comparing yourself to losers doesn't make you a winner. And you're not a winner. Look at your bank account, all of you. How much money you got in your bank account? Comment below. I dare you. How much money are you bringing in per month? Comment below. I dare you. What kind of car do you drive? Where do you live? What's the square foot of your house and your apartment? Are you married or are you single? Got kids? Are they smart kids? Are they dumb kids? They go to good schools or stupid schools. Talk to me. Right? Let's just look at, let's analyze your life. Because your life today are from the decisions of your past. So let's muse over your life for a little bit. What have you done? Yeah. What have you done in the last 5 years, last 10 years? And some of you just going to lie anyway. And it's all good. I don't mind. You can lie. You're not lying to me. You're lying to yourself. Okay? Listen, I share this with you because, again, I want you to realize that you got to be enthusiastic when things go wrong. Okay? Got to be enthusiastic. Yes! Yes! This person had no money. Now I'm going to call another person that has money. Yes. This business, I didn't make any money in this business. I had to file bankruptcy. I had to shut it down. But the next business is going to rock and it's going to kill it. Yes, this relationship was fucked. Toxic. But the next relationship is going to be a miracle. Let's go. That's how I am about everything. I don't have bad days. Like, what is a bad day? You know, I hear people, oh, well, you know, sometimes, you know, everybody has bad days. It's that everybody bullshit again. How many of you have ever said that? Well, everybody has bad days. Everybody? First of all, it's impossible to have a bad day if you're sleeping. When you're sleeping, you're not even aware of the day. So how can you have a bad day if you're sleeping for 5 to 8 hours a day? No, you can't. How can you have a bad day in your sleep? You having bad dreams too? You can't have a bad day when you're smoking, when you're having sex, when you're masturbating, are you? When you're watching TV on social media. So it's not a bad day. Maybe it was a bad moment, a bad minute, a bad hour. And I wouldn't say if it's bad. I mean, why does it have to be a bad this? Okay? Like, I'm always talking to my woman. She did very well today. She made a ton of money. And I said, baby, okay, but say tomorrow if you don't make a ton of money, does that mean that, you know, it wasn't a good day? Of course it is. A good day in business is not just dependent on the money that you make. Okay? Because you're going to be on an emotional roller coaster. You make money, you're excited. You don't make money, you're not excited. What? There's always an opportunity to learn in business and in life. Always an opportunity. If you're looking for it, many of you are so entitled, you forgot where you came from. Sometimes I have to remind some of you where you were before 5, 10 years ago. Some of you in here was homeless a couple of years ago. Some of you were still staying with your parents a couple of years ago. Some of you were still in that fucked up relationship a couple of years ago. You were married and now you're divorced. Thank God. You know, when people tell me, I'm going through a divorce, I said, good for you. I'm proud of you. Got the fuck out of there. Like, I'm not going to say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Why do people do that? I don't even understand why people apologize when they hear, yeah, I'm going to divorce. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, I know it's so terrible. No, I'm saying congratulations. You know, every time I say congratulations to people that are going through a divorce or just been divorced, they all laugh. They all, oh, thank you. Because they want to feel good about the decision. Who wants to feel bad about a decision as it relates to dissolving their marriage? You guys are in the box. You're stuck. Get out. Get out the box. Okay? I want everybody to come in one thing that they were upset about, down about, disappointed about. And I want you to comment below and say, I'm now enthusiastic about this. If you lost your car, say I'm enthusiastic about losing my car. If you had a flat tire, I'm enthusiastic about the flat tire. If you lost your job, I'm enthusiastic about losing my job. If you didn't make any money today in your business, I'm enthusiastic that I didn't make any money, but tomorrow I'm going to make some money. Okay? If you're going through a divorce, I'm enthusiastic about your divorce. If you know you're about to divorce someone, I'm enthusiastic and I'm getting ready to divorce this person. If you're about to get out of that relationship, I'm enthusiastic because I'm getting ready to get out of this relationship. Yes, I'm free. Okay? I want you to write down one thing that you're negative or down about, and I want you to tell me how enthused you are about it now. Go. Do it now. Okay? I'm looking at the comments here. There we go. I'm enthusiastic about not making my parents proud. Awesome. I'm enthusiastic about being homeless. There you go. And I get it. I know some of you might say, what? That's crazy. What, you're enthusiastic about not making your parents proud? Yeah. You know why? Because tomorrow you're going to make them proud. You're enthusiastic about being homeless because you're not going to be homeless soon. You get it? It's called a reframe. Keep on. I want everybody to comment below. Write down your biggest problem in your life. It doesn't matter what the problem is and say, I am now enthusiastic about it. I want you to get happy about it. and find a reason to be happy about that thing. Right now, do it. I know it takes some thinking to do it, but do it. If you want to be different, you got to do something different. Okay? 1% of people on the planet make millions of dollars. 99% of people do not. Which one you want to be? People that are part of the 1%, they're the crazy thinkers. Yeah, their thinkings are insane. So what? Of course. But the insane thinking is what makes them very significant, makes them famous, make people like them because they're crazy, they're insane. Crazy dreams. They say crazy stuff. They lose $1 billion, they lose $1 million, lose $100 million, lose this. And they be like, man, I don't care about that $50 million that I lost. I'm going to make $100 million. Watch. And many of you lose $100, you have a heart attack. You're welcome, Dot. Tell me what you're enthusiastic about. Who wants to go live with me and do it live? I dare you. Like, I dare you to go live with Wesley Virgin. Just go live with me right now. You and I together. You tell me all the negative shit in your life and tell me how enthusiastic you are. Tell me why you're going to decide to be happy about that. Tell me how you're going to reframe this and say, you know, I'm happy about it. I'm happy that I'm going through this bullshit right now. Why? Because I created the bullshit and only I can fix it. And tomorrow it's going to be better shit. Better things will take place tomorrow in my life. Why? Because I'm going to take new actions. So I'm going to be enthusiastic about it right now. I'm not going to wait till I make money, until I can be happy and feel that I'm making progress. I'm going to feel happy and I'm going to feel like I'm making progress right now. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to attract it in my life because I'm going to embody the man or the woman that I want to be right now. Does that make sense? Look at the comments below. Look at your peers. Okay? Carissa, you want to go live? Let's go live. You have a question for me? Let's go live here. Hey, Carissa, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Blessed. Blast, where you calling from?
I can't believe you called me.
Of course. Of course. Absolutely.
What's good?
What's good? Where are you from?
I had to pull my scarf off so I looked a little bit presentable.
Oh, you look amazing, young lady. What you talking about?
I had a headscarf on. I was about to lay down for the night.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so I'm in Arizona. I'm in Glendale, Arizona. Yeah, I've been watching you for a long time, you know, like, I don't know, something just draws me towards you all the time, and you always be, like, saying good things, and, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, it's been years. Like, I've been, like, I don't know how to set this camera up properly. I'm sorry. Yours is just laying any type of way too, so I guess I should be good. But no, like, for real, I've been following you for a long time and watching you and stuff, and you're really inspirational and everything, and I appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
So what are we going to talk about?
Did you have a question for me?
Oh, my God. I'm trying to be where you are. Like, I'm trying to be there.
So where am I?
You're in Columbia.
Oh, not right now. I'm in Houston.
Oh, you're in Houston. Well, damn it. I'm trying to be in Houston.
Look at Carissa. So what do you do for a living?
I do hair, you know, but I feel like I do everything because I can do anything. But by trade, I do hair and, you know, I'm a mother. I have children and stuff. So I just manage things, manage my children, trying to get them to be the best that they can be in everything, you know, like, but I feel like I can do anything and I'm just ready, like, for the next level, for real.
Well, I mean, you look like a phenomenal mother.
Oh, how do I look like a phenomenal mother? How can you tell by looking at me I'm a phenomenal mother?
So one thing is, so let me explain it to you.
Yes,
One thing,
please do.
you
Let me.
have a positive aura, which is very
Okay.
important if you're raising kids, right? You have a beautiful smile, so I'm sure your children see your smile every day, right? Right.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So there's two things right there, right? It's your vibe. So, and I'm an empath, so I'm able to feel people's energy instantly. But let me tell you this. So when you said that you could do anything and you want to, I guess, make progress or whatever you're doing, what do you want? Like, what do you want for your life?
I feel like, I mean, I just feel like I was always destined to be something and be somebody. Like, I'm not a mediocre person and I've never just been satisfied. So I'm just never satisfied with life. And I'm not the 9 to 5 type of person. I don't have a job. I've always hustled my whole life. I've always like been an entrepreneur and everything. So like I just feel like there's no limit, you know? And I went through a situation and it was a little setback and I'm bouncing back from that now and I'm just ready for new things and I just know that like there's gonna be some good things in the future, but it's crazy 'cause I don't know what they are. You
Well,
know what I'm
so
saying?
what if you knew what they were? What would they be? See if you knew.
I want to help people. You know, I want to help people because I know that I've been through a lot in life. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to be able to help people to get out of the rut that they're in. So I want to be able to help people, but I want to get paid while I'm helping people, you know? Like, and that's just my main thing. I feel like everybody should be able to live a quality life, you know? Like, a lot of people don't understand. Like, they just wake up and they wake up miserable and unhappy and you know, they doubt themselves and everything. I want to be like a positive force in their lives and let them know that there's more out there, you know, that's not life, because that's what we're trained to believe, you know, when you grow up. And well, depending on how you grew up, whatever, but that's just what you're trained to believe. So I just want to help people just do better and let them know that there's just a better way of life. And I feel like everybody should be prosperous and abundant like you are. That's why I was always drawn towards you, because you do have that, like, that star type quality, you know, and you attract, you know, those type of people. So,
Right, so don't you feel that you're already doing that? Don't you feel that you're already helping people?
I am, but I guess I want to be known for helping people. Like, I don't know if that
So you want to
sounds
be famous?
crazy. I don't want to be famous. I want to
You
be
say you want to be known?
known
Known meaning
because,
what?
okay, so famous. Yeah, okay, famous, I guess that is being known, but I don't want to just label it as famous. I want to be successful, you know what I'm saying? I want to be successful and abundant, but
How would
I
you know that you're successful and abundant? How would you know?
guess I am already.
Exactly.
Yeah, I am already. I am.
Yeah. So this is the
We
biggest. This is.
don't count our small blessings. That's the thing. I probably need to
Well,
start counting the small
this
blessings.
is the thing that I do my best to help people understand, honestly. It's like you're chasing something that you already are,
Okay.
because you ever got something that you always wanted, and then you got the thing in 6 months, you didn't really care too much about the thing anymore. You wanted something
All
else.
the time, I'm never satisfied.
Of course, what no one is, because we were created to be very insatiable creatures, which means is we always want more, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, for wanting more, but feeling that you don't have enough and feeling disappointed and discouraged because you're not getting what you want, that'll be a challenge that you'll deal with for the rest of your life. Like you said, you're already successful because success itself is nothing but a feeling, just how you feel. Yes. If you can master, and this is what I share with all of you, if you can just master how you feel first, you know, that's don't even think too much about money and what you got to do to make money. That's just master how we feel. Let's see if we can feel incredible even when the walls are falling around us. Can we feel incredible when people are talking about us, teasing us, making us feel like shit? Can we still feel incredible when we lose money, lose the apartment, lose the house, lose the whatever?
That's the hard part.
Exactly. But see, that's true success, right?
That's what success good part, is. Though.
Of course.
When you can do that, yeah, but, like you feel so powerful.
Yeah, right. So once you master that, making money, attracting the right people becomes very simplistic. It's very easy because you become very different. And different means you become a part of the 1% of people who already do this, okay, right? Just normal for like wealthy people to be this way. They understand the game. They understand that they can't cry and bitch and moan about every adversity in their life. They don't have time to do that. They have to go to the next thing. So then what happens when a person at any caliber begins to transition their life because they start to reframe every negative moment as if it's a optimistic moment, then you start to attract people and things in your life to align with the person that you want to be. You just attract people naturally. Wealthy people, incredible people, positive people. You just attract these people because that's the vibration or the frequency that you're on. Like, you don't let anything get you down. You don't let anything make you suffer. You don't let anything, because you know that at any given moment, you can decide to think about something that will make you feel successful, happy, joy. You have that power. But it has to be practiced. You have to practice. This doesn't happen overnight because, like, we wasn't taught this way. You know, we didn't grow up this way. So we have to recondition the mind. We have to be aware. We have to use what is called metacognition. We have to be aware of our thoughts, aware of how we're feeling. Talk to ourselves. How do I feel? How do I want to feel? How do I get out of this feeling quickly?
That's what I'm trying to do, be more intentional about, you know, how I'm feeling and how I move and everything.
Absolutely. Know? And you're doing a great job. Uh-oh. And I want you to continue to do it. So the next time you jump on here, you're going to tell me that you're transforming all these people's lives and sharing your message around the world. You should go live as well. You should go live on your Instagram. Why not?
I don't know. Maybe that's the doubt. I guess that might be fear and doubt because I just feel like I don't know. That's probably fear.
Fear of what? Obviously. Fear of what? Fear of what?
Like, what are they going to think about me? Like,
and why does that bother you?
I don't know. Because I want to be good enough. Because, you know, you want to be good enough for everybody.
But why?
But you're not supposed to be a people pleaser, though.
Yeah. But my question is, why you want to be good for everybody?
Because I just want everybody to be happy.
They are.
Like everybody deserves to be happy. So I just want everybody to be happy. I don't know.
So you don't want no one to judge you, talk about you. You don't want that at all, huh?
I mean, I know what's going to happen. I mean, like,
that's like playing your children. Do they play sports?
Yeah, they do.
So don't they lose sometimes?
Yeah.
And what do you tell them when they lose?
Better luck next time.
It's a part of the process. I mean, it's just how it is. Like, it's impossible for anything not to happen to you that may not disturb you. But the key is to learn how to not let it disturb you. How do you do that? Well, they have a saying that says you have to fill up your emotional bank account. Like anything you want to feel, any compliment you want to hear from people, just give it to yourself. And give yourself so many compliments that you're so convinced that when people talk, it doesn't even matter. It just bounces off
Focus
you.
all day long.
Yeah.
If my
You know, you ever had a man tell you, "Hey, I want to talk to you." You tell him no, and then he call you an ugly bitch. "Oh, you ugly bitch, I don't care." You know, you like, and then you don't even care because you like, "I already know I look good because you've had 1,000 men tell you you look good." So when one man say you look ugly, it don't even affect you.
Oh my gosh.
Make
I haven't
sense?
went through that because I've always been the type that will give you my number because I don't want you mad at me. Like, oh, I'm so glad I'm on here with you because you are like breaking it down for me.
Absolutely. You're doing well. So I want you to go out there and do great things and start your life. Why not? Start your life. Start sharing your story. And like you may be a little bit afraid, but it's okay.
And
You know, be in the
ashamed, so don't be ashamed of my
be ashamed.
story.
But you know what? When you
Because
go
I
live,
have a
talk right up.
story. Like, oh my gosh, I have a story. Like, for real. Like,
Share it.
I
Share
be
your
hearing your
story.
story. Like, I know your background and
Of course.
everything.
This is
And
what I
I'm
want you
just
to do.
like, oh my gosh, mine is bad too. And I'm a girl, so it's like embarrassing.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to, I'm gonna go to the next person, but I want you to share your
Okay, I don't
story.
want to take up all the time neither.
And
Sorry.
then I want you to tag me in it, then I'm gonna watch your video. So
Okay.
I want you to do it in the next 24 hours. So I want you to go live and just start your first video, you know. Say, "Hey, my name is blah blah blah. I just want to share my story, see if it can help by any body, man, woman that be able to relate to it and go for it."
Okay. I'm gonna
Right?
do it. I'm gonna
Much
do it. Thank
do it.
you.
Much love to
I
you.
appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, folks, you know, that was a beautiful young lady, and I appreciate her because she was honest. And I get it. I know some of you just scared. I know we scared what people are going to say. And you know, I'm not going to even lay here and say I don't care about what other people like. We all care what people say and think about it. It's just how it is. You know, we always we're sociable. We're social. You know, we're created to be just socially responsive to how people think. That's how we operate on a planet. Like the things that we even do is based off some human being, honestly. Your mom, your daddy, your friend, your girlfriend. So it's okay, but care, but not that much. Don't care too much about what people say. You can't care too much, okay? You don't care a little bit. You will. You're gonna care a little bit, okay? But don't care too much, right? Because remember, these people don't even know you. Gotta remember, they don't even know who you are. So it's like, who cares? Okay? All right, what's next? Who wants to go live? Are you getting value here tonight? Comment the word value below if you're getting value. I go live with, I guess, one more person before I got to get back to work, folks. It's 128 here. All right, if I don't have any more lives, thank you guys for joining my rant here tonight. Comment the word value if you learned anything, if you got any value here. Remember, the one secret of the rich that doesn't cost a thing is to be enthusiastic in challenging moments. Be enthusiastic when things don't go your way. Just be happy about it. Be like, yes. Let's go. Next. Tomorrow, Monday wasn't the best. It was okay, but Tuesday gonna be the best ever. Saturday is my day. And listen, in the beginning, it's gonna sound strange. You know, you're gonna talk to yourself, what am I doing? I'm delusional. But if you're able to sustain that type of mentality, what I want you to realize. Realize miracles, serendipities, great things. You would just start to attract things in your life that was going to blow your mind, man. Because everybody don't think this way. And many people don't believe that it's possible to be excited and happy and grateful in each and every moment of your life. They just don't think it's a possibility. And that's unfortunate. But I'm here to tell you that it is a possibility. Okay, we have another person here. Let's go live. It is a possibility that you're capable. And yes, my arm is in pain. But tomorrow's going to feel, oh God, it's going to feel better. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
And what's your name, young lady?
My name is Deitra.
Hey, Deitra, how are you? Talk to me. What's your question?
You said something about sharing experiences about what was it that you said about being positive in a bad situation? And basically, I was just going to say that I had a situation going on where I had went back into 9 to 5, and I had some situations in my job that I kind of overlooked that wasn't, you know, very pleasant. And I was like, I'm just going to sit it out. But I feel like somebody's going to try to play me because I dealt with a lot of bickering and stuff, and found out that they were basically not renewing the contract situation or a possibility that they may not renew it. And I was thinking like, okay, I have the opportunity to do this thing that I was wanting to do as far as going back into business for myself. So that was a good thing. But part of me is like, you know, wanting to air all their dirt too, so I won't be the only one going, you know, down, get justification and stuff like that, because it's kind of like, you know, nerve-wracking, because they upset me because I try to be cool because I don't mess with nobody, I don't do too much or nothing. But I feel like these people just like really tried me, and I just kept cool. And I was like, okay, they're gonna really try to play me at the end. And it came out to be true, and I'm like, dang, did I manifest this? And then I was like, or did it manifest that I need to just try to start my own situation, because I had a couple ideas as far as, you know, going and doing some other stuff, maybe like, you know, government contracts, and or maybe even doing the business situation, like my own business or whatever. And I'm like, would I be wrong for trying to like air their stuff out before I go if I don't get to continue with them? Or should I just take it as, you know, like this could be an opportunity to do something different and just do it?
Well, yeah, I mean, so you don't gain anything by airing out people, right? I mean, what do you gain? Nothing at all, personally.
Well, I want just that they can lose their job too, because like it would probably,
yeah, but like, listen, them too. You don't gain anything. What do you gain?
I can gain a lot, because I would shut the whole place down.
How do you
and some gain other stuff?
How do you gain something from that?
Because when I say play me, like lie on me and do manipulative
how
stuff,
do you
like you have to be
gain ready. Something, Deitra. How do you gain? How does that make your life better? How does that put more money in your bank account? How does that make your quality of life better?
It just makes me feel better. That's it.
Exactly. It's going to make you feel better. But feeling better by creating or causing someone's downfall, it's not healthy. Even you know that. Now, what you said as far as the latter, you told me that, well, maybe, you know, this is an opportunity for me to start my business and do. Absolutely. That's what this means. It means for you to go out there and do something for yourself. Listen,
yeah.
When you're like, to give you an analogy, the people that are on the stands and why the basketball players are playing, you know, you have always people on the stand, they think they know how to play basketball better than everybody else, right? Oh, you should have did this, mm-hmm. LeBron. You should have did this. You should have did this. Oh, he did this. It doesn't even matter if they're right, right? Maybe they saw a foul, mm-hmm. the referee didn't see, and maybe they're right. But it don't even fucking matter. It doesn't matter, because mm-hmm. LeBron James is going to be a billionaire. He's going to be the best. He'll go home and just relax and live his great life. Right.
And I'm also scared to start my own situation too, because and I think that's another thing, you know, I'm excited because I could be doing something a lot more money, a lot more my time, free time, but it's just scary too, you know? And I think that's another thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be scary, absolutely. But you know, what's more scary? Starting your own company or just going back to the 9-to-5 grind? Which one?
Well, I didn't mind the 9-to-5 grind. It was just the stuff I had to deal with. The job was very simple.
Go back.
I was making almost like pretty good situation.
Well, go back to 9-to-5 then. Go back.
Well, what I'm saying, they made it to where I may not be able to come back because they were being messy.
Go to another job then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. That's it.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. You remember, and in life is all your decisions. And, you know, it's like you don't have to play games with yourself because that's what you're doing. Like, you're like, well, you know, shouldn't I just go back to the job? But I really want to do what you do what you're comfortable with. Because, listen, everybody's not destined to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to be honest with you. And most people are going to fail. Most people will fail. And if you feel more comfortable with a 9-to-5 job, stay at the 9-to-5 job. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, do it. But one of them, I can have a business and do the 9-to-5. Like, you know, if I do like a contract or whatever, it's a way I could do that. And that I was just like, I don't want them trying to dictate my situation, but I could do both. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking about doing that. You know, because I was thinking about, you know, working with like homeless and different stuff with like government.
Sorry, guys. I think I lost her. All right, folks. I guess I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Much love. We'll talk tomorrow. And remember, folks, can I give you guys some advice? Anything that you want to do in your life, just do it. If you're afraid of starting a business and you just think like working a job is better for, just stay at the job. Like, stop playing this game with yourself. Well, you know, I want to start a business, but I'm scared to fail. I want to do this. I could do. I mean, listen, you're just playing a game with yourself. You already know you're not going to do it. You know. And it's okay. It's many people that have a 9-to-5 job. As a matter of fact, they got to be teachers. Somebody got to wash cars. Somebody got to clean houses. Somebody got to be a bank teller. Somebody got to be a fireman, police people. I mean, all these jobs, people need to be there. All right? So I'm not shitting on jobs. I can't do it personally. And I think people listen to me because they're ready to take a leap of faith. And if you're not ready to take a leap of faith, it's nothing I can say that's going to compel you to do what I feel you should do and say in the thing that you want to do. You have to make that decision for yourself. So, but if you're not ready, you'll know when you're ready, folks. I'm just going to tell you that you will know when you're ready. When it's time for you to move towards your goals and your dreams and burn those bridges behind you, you'll know, okay? You'll know. But don't go back and forward yourself and don't berate yourself. Don't criticize yourself and say, well, I used to do this, but I don't know, you know, this. Like, you already know. You already know what you're going to do Monday morning. You're going to work. Most of you, you're going to go to work. It doesn't matter what you say. Oh, I'm going to do this. Most of you are not going to do it. It's just the truth. And that's okay. But the day that you want to decide to do something different, okay? The day that you want to decide to do something different, you just do it. You don't need to talk about it. And you don't need to convince me or yourself to do it. You just do it. How do I know? Because I did it. When I left my job, I wasn't talking to anybody. I wasn't telling people, well, maybe I should do it. Maybe I just did it. Like, I wasn't going to play with myself, like my mind, and say, well, I don't know, I should do it. Well, I'm scared to do it. You know what? A 9-to-5. Like, I couldn't play those games, not with myself. Because I realized something, that a man and a woman that wants to do something, and once they make a decision to do it, they just do it. They don't talk too much about it. They don't talk to the mom and the daddy about anybody. Even they just go and do it because they just feel compelled to do it. And once you feel compelled to do something that you want to do, you will do it. Hey, guys, I love you. Thanks for the shares. Thanks for the likes. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Much love. And let's go.